Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jaya Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jaya Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana 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 Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Creation of the Fourth Order Chapter 9, final text of the chapter, 67. Atmanam pravayasam.
Atmanam cha pravayasam.
Thank you. Atmanam cha pravayasam.
Atmanam cha pravayasam.
Alakaya vishampati.
Akalaya vishampati.
Akalaya Vishampati
Akalaya Vishampati
Vanam Virakta Pratishtad
Vanam Virakta Pratishtad
Vinshranatmanogatim
Vinshranatmanogatim
Atmanam cha pravayasam
Atmanam cha pravayasam
Akalaya Vishampati
Akalaya Vishampati
Vanam Virakta Pratishtad
Vanam Virakta Pratishtad
Vimrshanatmanogatim
Vimrshanatmanogatim
Atmanam cha pravayasam.
Atmanam cha pravayasam.
Akalaya vishampati.
Akalaya vishampati.
Vanam virakta pratishtad.
Vanam virakta pratishtad.
Vimrshan atmano gatim. Atmanam, himself, cha, also, pravayasam, advanced in age, akalaya, considering, vishampati, King Uttanapad,
vanam,
the forest, virakta, detached, pratishtat, departed, vimrshan, deliberating on, atmana, of the self, gatim, salvation. Translation: after considering his advanced age and deliberating on the welfare of his spiritual self, King Uttanapad detached himself from worldly affairs and entered the forest. Purport: by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. This is the sign of a Rajarshi. King Uttanapad was very opulent and was emperor of the world, and these attachments were certainly very great. Modern politicians are not as great as kings like Maharaj Uttanapad. Because they get some political power for some days, they become so much attached to their positions that they never retire unless they are removed from their posts by cruel death or killed by some opposing political party. It is within our experience that the politicians in India do not quit their positions until death. This was not the practice in olden days, as it is evident from the behavior of King Uttanapad. Immediately after installing his worthy son Dhruva Maharaj on the throne, he left his home and palace. There are hundreds and thousands of instances like this in which kings in their mature age would give up their kingdoms and go to the forest to practice austerity. Practice of austerity is the main business of human life. As Maharaj Dhruva practiced austerity in his early age, his father Maharaj Uttanapad, in his old age, also practiced austerity in the forest. In modern days, however, it is not possible to give up one's home and go to the forest to practice austerity. But if people of all ages would take shelter of the Krishna consciousness movement and practice the simple austerities of no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating, and chant the Hare Krishna mantra regularly, 16 rounds, by this practical method, it would be a very easy task to get salvation from this material world. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 4th canto, 9th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Dhruva Maharaj Returns Home. Om Ajnana Timiranghasya Yananjana Shadakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanditamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanumustute Devi Pranamami Hari Kriye Vancha Kalpatu Rubhyashcha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Atmanam cha pravayasam akalaya vishampati vanam virakta pratishtad vimarshan atmanogatim. As the perfect example of Rajarshi, Maharaj Uttanapad is going to the forest to focus on spiritual life. In the beginning of our spiritual life, we are trained as brahmachari. Generally, it's translated as celibate student, but etymologically, it can be broken down to mean one who is going toward Brahman. And after brahmacharya, one is permitted to marry, enter grihastha life. And after completing that service, again one becomes celibate as vanaprastha and as sannyasi. So the cycle of our spiritual life fits with the cycle of our material life. In the beginning of spiritual life, we are without any possessions. Brahmachari doesn't have any possessions, really. And the sannyasi also doesn't have any possessions at the end of life. Just as the baby, when born, doesn't have any possessions. And we can't take anything with us at the time of death. This parallel between material and spiritual life is just suitable to the nature of reality, because the material energy is not false, but a reflection of the spiritual energy, a subcategory of the greater absolute truth. Janmadyasya yata, everything comes from the absolute truth. King Uttanapad was well aware that material life is not all. And so he wasn't in the ignorance which prompts someone to cling to their position of wealth, of comfort, of social responsibility and privilege. He was on the platform of knowledge. That spiritual life is immediately important. So he went to the forest. To go to the forest is not easy at all. The yogis who go there sit on a mat of kusha grass, because this has the property of deterring snakes. One might ask, why would they care about snakes? Anyway, they're going to the forest. They don't really care about their life. They don't mind if they live or if they die. So why do they want to deter the snakes? Because naturally, it's frightening. And although for their personal interest, they have no problem with being afraid. They don't mind if they get scared. But for the sake of their meditation, fear will break their concentration on the Paramatma. And so they use this kusha grass to help them stabilize their dhyana, so they can come to the point of the perfection of yoga, which is that samadhi on the absolute truth, personality of Godhead. This is the most valuable thing, and therefore it's very difficult to achieve. Who can go to the forest, live on roots? I don't even know which roots you can eat in the forest. In Texas, one of the congregation members at my Guru Maharaj's ashram was very interested to become a yogi. He was talking about it regularly. He was a new boy. Perhaps he'd only been coming to the temple for a couple of weeks, but he was talking so much that I'm going to become a yogi. And one day he stopped coming to the temple. And in a few days after that, they read about his death in the newspaper, that he went into the Rocky Mountains and took off all of his clothes and started meditating and died of exposure in a day. So therefore, it's not practical practice this type of austerity and meditation in this age where our bodies are composed of fragility and weakness. Therefore, the example of Maharaj Uttanapada is extraordinary, and he deserves to be glorified. Prabhupada compares Maharaj Uttanapada's position with that of the modern politicians who cling to their position up until the point of death. And those politicians don't even have a measurable fraction of the opulence that Maharaj Uttanapada had and renounced. This is his glory. And these examples are throughout the Vedic literature. just to give us knowledge. Veda means knowledge. They're showing us by practical example how we should live. We have to be reminded again and again about renunciation. Because we're immersed in a culture of consumerism, to use a popular catchword. Prabhupada says materialism. We're immersed. And so we have to immerse ourselves voluntarily in the culture of bhakti. Which involves vairagya vidya, renunciation through knowledge. Sometimes people have a difficulty reading Prabhupada's books because they are feeling that by reading one page, they've read every page. Because Prabhupada is saying that you're not your body on every page. He's saying Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every page. They haven't read enough pages yet. Because if I realize what is on any given page of Prabhupada's books, then I will want to read every page. Because realization is on the platform of knowledge, and the first two principles of knowledge are humility and pridelessness. What is that humility? To recognize, I am fallen. From that humble position, then knowledge coming from a superior source can enter into my consciousness. I can accept it. Because I don't think I'm better than the person who's sharing knowledge with me. And what kind of knowledge are they sharing with me when I'm in that humble position? That you have been conditioned since time immemorial by the contact with the modes of passion and ignorance. So, having achieved that knowledge through humble, submissive inquiry and devotional service, then we realize that I need to become conditioned by spiritual knowledge. And that takes reading every page of Prabhupada's books. That takes devotional service. That takes association with the devotees. Whatever it takes, chanting the holy names, whatever aspect of devotional service we are able to 100% dovetail our thoughts, our words, and deeds in every time, place, and circumstance, that is required. All the regulations that we follow are simply meant to help us remember Krishna and not forget him. The regulations are karma. But they become karma yoga when the heart is bhakti, when the purpose is remembered. We help each other remember the purpose, and that's real friendship. Sometimes it's difficult. And that difficulty may manifest in different ways. If my friend is having I'm having a very good day because I just got a birthday card with $300 in it. A real devotee may help me to remember that that's Lakshmi, and I shouldn't get distracted. And I might have a bad day. My grandfather is ill. And the devotee helps me to remember that he's not his body, and that I can assist him on a spiritual platform as an expression of real love. So being that devotee who helps the person be Krishna conscious through tribulation and through celebration, that friend, that job of being that devotee may sometimes be difficult. So Krishna helps such a devotee, because that devotee is a Madhyamadhikari. He's a preacher. Krishna loves the preacher more than anyone else. One who explains the supreme science to the devotees, no one is more dear to me than him, nor will one ever be more dear to me. Everyone is a devotee, and so we preach to everyone. But at the same time, devotees are also devotees. Sometimes it is, the idea is that you preach to people who've never heard of Krishna consciousness. And then once they come in, okay, my job is done with that person. And that turns ISKCON into a revolving door. People come in, they find nothing, and they go out. So we have to cultivate loving relationships with every living entity, both inside and outside of ISKCON. Loving relationships means I'm your servant. And servant is, it's actually a nice thing. It's a happy position, because we're already serving Krishna. It's not servant for money. It's a servant who's already happy in Krishna consciousness. And the more we can assist others in coming to Krishna, the more Krishna makes our heart happy. Because here's someone who's effectively helping others. So that effectiveness depends on how happy he is in his own heart in Krishna consciousness. So I want to see him happier so that he can have a broader sphere of influence. The happier we are, the more influence we have over people to take up Krishna consciousness. Because that's what people want. Ras. Everyone is after that. Raso Vaisa. Everything moves on Ras. So we have to have this Ras. There's no substitute. Knowledge is not a substitute. Good looks are not a substitute. That rust of knowledge and of good looks is real, but it's compared to a drop of water in the desert. We need a whole ocean of water. We need the Akila Rasamurti Sindhu. We need Krishna, who is the ocean of all loving exchanges. That is how we practice austerity. That's our austerity. Okay. Would you like to share something, Prabhu?
condition of spiritual way into the higher degree than the condition of material level. Because we are not there yet, we have this tendency to fail into all. I'm talking about congregation and the devotees in general, that we need to remind them all the time that that's the most pleasing part.
Thank you very much. Anything else? Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.